At least one pundit calls this year's attorney general race a battle for name recognition. That's due in part because both candidates are running on different and some say safe issues. Both candidates agree the attorney general should take a lead role in reviewing HMOs and the health insurance industry and take a lead role in fighting violent crime. What does separate the two candidates is where they put these issues on their priority lists. DFLer Mike Hatch wants to put health care on the front burner. Hatch, who's chaired the DFL party and twice ran for governor, is also a former Commerce Commissioner. He's now a trial lawyer who's represented people who believe insurance companies unfairly deny them treatment. Hatch says as Attorney General, he'll propel health insurance debates into the public arena.
It ought not be done in the bowels of these corporations, these, you know, Allina, Blue Cross, and Health Partners. It should be done by people who at least are looking at public policy, not the bottom line, when making those decisions. Too many times today it's based on who you know. I can work the system. I know other people who can work the system. But that ought not be the way it is when it's your child that's affected.
But where Hatch emphasizes the consumer complaint side of the Attorney General's office, Republican Charlie Weaver stresses traditional anti-crime themes. Weaver, who served in the legislature for 10 years and is a county prosecutor in Anoka, wants the public to view him as a crime fighter. The theme that's rung throughout his campaign has been, in his words, keeping families safe. Weaver wants the Attorney General's office to lead a charge for victims' rights, boost jail time for criminals who use guns, and toughen penalties for juvenile crime, including lowering the age to 12 at which a child could stand trial as an adult for murder.
Frankly, 10 years from now, we're going to have 20% more juveniles on the street than we do right now. So we're going to focus that office, particularly in terms of crime prevention, on juveniles. It's going to be about opening up the juvenile justice system, for example. Right now, it's private. Those hearings should be public. A child commits a crime, and you're over 14, that should be public.
Crime is one issue where Hatch and Weaver disagree in the details. Hatch initially said the AG's office should have primary jurisdiction in prosecuting gang crimes. He now says the AG's office should have the option of prosecuting gang crimes. Either way, Weaver is strongly opposed, as this exchange shows during a joint campaign appearance before an anti-crime organization in St. Paul.
I think Mike's proposal is a slap in the face to every county attorney in the state. I mean, what he's saying is that local prosecutors are either incompetent because they can't prosecute gangs, or that there's some political pressure locally not to prosecute gangs. We don't need a cowboy in St. Paul saying, I'm going to take over that gang case because I know better than you and I got smarter people and my lawyers are smarter and my enforcement officers are smarter, so I'm going to take it from them. That's a bad idea.
Mike Hatch.
This is not a slap at the face of anybody. The idea here is to coordinate and work together. If we have the same rationale for having a statewide gang strike force, is that this type of crime is multi-jurisdictional in nature and they're working on it as a specialized basis. It seems to me the lawyers ought to be able to do the same thing. Nobody should be afraid of it, and I apologize if it gets the county attorneys threatened, but the fact of the matter is, I think the violence in that comes from gang-related activity is so important that there ought to be a statewide response to it.
As far as major endorsements, the AFL-CIO and Minneapolis Police Federation have endorsed Mike Hatch. The Minnesota Chamber of Commerce, Reform Party leader Dean Barkley, and longtime DFLers Mike Freeman and State Senator Jean Merriam jumped party lines and endorsed Charlie Weaver. Political analyst Ruth Stanek says Miriam's jump is due to a long-standing friendship between Weaver and Merriam, but she says Mike Freeman's endorsement is quite different.
I think there's been some bitterness since the 1994 endorsement contest when Mike lost to John Marty. I think that Mike Freeman feels that Mike Hatch was somewhat responsible for that, and it was a lot of kind of political intrigue and machinations that happened on the floor, and I think that Mike Freeman is using this opportunity to settle an old political score.
Some analysts say Hatch probably has a slim edge over Weaver on name recognition because Hatch ran for statewide office in 1990 and 94, but recent polls appear to show Weaver has gained ground. Still, both candidates have room to grow in support. There's a major block of voters who have not decided who should be Minnesota's next Attorney General. I'm Elizabeth Stawicki, Minnesota Public Radio.